Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What about a mileage-based tax?
So I think that shows a lot of promise. If we believe in that so-called user pays principle, the idea that part of how we pay for roads is you pay based on how much you drive.
Hold on, everybody. We're making a U-turn.
A mileage tax showed, quote, a lot of promise as a way to help pay for the plan. Is that under consideration?
No, that's not part of the conversation about this infrastructure bill.
Gee, must have taken a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The idea that the federal government gets to mandate that we're going to put something into our bodies or we're not going to be allowed to participate in society in the United States, that is not what happens in a free society.
It is the pledge of allegiance to the collective. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us today, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And again, it was the beginning of the impending doom tour by the CDC boss, Dr. Shelley Walensky, currently of Chestnut Hill. She's down in D.C. now. And, you know, you've heard of the Schools Out tour by Alice Cooper, the No More Tours tour by Ozzy Osbourne. This is the impending doom tour, and it's already begun. And she was welcomed by the man that we all call, well, let's let Ed Markey introduce him. There he is.
And together with Governor Bacon,
Governor Bacon.
Howie, I hate to interrupt, but I do have a piece of major breaking news.
Yes. Uh-oh. Yes.
Joe Biden's dog, Major, has been involved in another biting incident that required medical attention. Two people with knowledge of the incident tell CNN.
Medical attention?
Yep. The incident, which involved, a National Park Service employee, took place on the White House South Lawn Monday afternoon. The employee was working at the time and needed
Monday afternoon? There's been a blackout for 24 hours.
There was a lid on Taylor. This, yeah. The employee was working at the time and needed to stop in order to receive treatment from the White House medical unit. Asked about this latest episode, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, oh, they didn't say Dr. Jill Biden here in the CNN article, they just said Jill Biden's press secretary, Michael LaRosa, told CNN, quote, yes, Major nipped someone on a walk. Out of an abundance of caution, the individual was seen by WHMU and then returned to work. National Park Service did not immediately respond to a CNN request for comment.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
They're just a human being.
Exactly.
I think it's a pretty good chance Major really goes to the farm this time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he is a Biden, so he does get that special treatment.
I know. You know, the thing is, who would you rather be in a room with, Major Biden or Hunter Biden? I think I'd still pick Major any day of the week. But it has been kind of a rough patch for him.
Ha 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 ha.
He's never been the same since Joe pulled his tail coming out of the shower. That's assuming you think that story is really true. I don't know if you saw this story, but in San Diego, the schools are not opened yet. They're supposed to reopen. The hybrid is supposed to begin in April. April 12th, I think it is. So it's 2 weeks away still, even now. However, they've started bringing in the illegal aliens, and they're living in the San Diego Convention Center. And, you know, everything free in America, right? So the illegal aliens are now going to get in-person schooling while the more than 100,000 American citizens who live in the San Diego United School District, I think they call it, are not getting in-person instruction.
Everything free in America.
Where exactly does the 14th Amendment, we've been talking about all the laws that have been violated. They don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about the HIPAA laws. They don't care about Title IX to protect women's athletics. What about the 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection under the law? Where do American citizens go to get their 14th Amendment rights? You know, seriously, illegal aliens have more rights than Americans, and they don't have to pay taxes. You know, there are all these scare headlines today, $4 trillion Biden infrastructure plan, which they ought to put in quotations, infrastructure. It's a hackorama plan to be paid for with massive tax increases. How much are the illegal aliens going to pay in the massive tax increases? Zero. Zero.
I'd say that's a new class of privilege, isn't it?
What, not paying taxes?
No, being an illegal alien. I mean,
yeah, it is.
We're talking about white privilege and things like that. There's illegal
alien privilege.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I used to always say that. You know, if I ever get in a jam, just treat me. Don't I ask for no special treatment? Just treat me like an illegal alien. Now I say, if I get in a jam, I ask for no special treatment. Just treat me like Hunter Biden. But Hunter Biden is not treated appreciably different from an illegal alien. He gets away with whatever the hell he wants to do. So this is Jen Psaki today was asked, believe it or not, about the fact that the illegal alien kids are getting in-person schooling before American citizen kids in San Diego, California, cut five.
Does the White House think that this sends the right message to these 130,000 kids in San Diego and their parents who've been stuck at home for the last year?
Well, I'm just saying that context is important, and these kids are going back to school for hybrid learning. We, of course, want that to be 5 days a week, and we're confident we'll get there early next month. And I believe they're also on spring break right now. So these teachers would be, I'm not sure if it's volunteer or paid, you'd have to ask the local school district while the kids are on spring break, which I think the context is pretty important.
How is spring break any different than anything the last year? They've been on break for a year. And they don't want to go back to teaching schools. They made Walensky say that she was wrong when she said that the schools were safe to go back to because they were so angry. Yet while they don't want to teach American kids, they have no problem with going into the city of San Diego to the convention center and teaching the illegal alien kids. Again, all I ask is equal protection under the law. Equal protection under the law. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, who's coming across the border? They're only doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do. Border Patrol agents have arrested a Mexican who had been convicted of a sex offense in the U.S. after he illegally crossed the southern border in California in yet another incident of criminals blending into the crowds of illegal aliens making their way into the country. The 32-year-old man entered the U.S. about 15 miles east of the Calexico port Saturday morning, Customs and Border Patrol said in a statement. He had been convicted in July 2009 for annoying or molesting a victim under 18 in Los Angeles and was sentenced to 3 years probation. The officers also arrested two men who illegally entered the U.S. in the same sector and charged them with sex crime charges. A 39-year-old man had been convicted in July 2010 in Santa Ana, California, for having sex with a minor and was sentenced to 28 months in prison. In 2004, the man was convicted of transporting and selling narcotics and served a year in jail. The second arrest happened at 3 p.m. last Wednesday. That man, a 55-year-old from El Salvador, had been convicted in March 2002 in San Mateo, California, for having sexual intercourse with a minor. That man's rap sheet dates back to November 2000 when he was convicted on a narcotics possession charge and served 2 years in jail. And in January 2004, he was convicted on felony grand theft charges and sentenced to 16 months in prison. And now they're coming back. Gracias, Presidente Biden, for welcoming us back to the United States so we can continue our crime wave. Brian Hastings, a Border Patrol agent overseeing operations in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, tweeted over the weekend that officers there have arrested 861 illegal aliens who had criminal offenses, including 92 sex offenders and 63 with gang ties. In the San Diego sector alone, Border Patrol agents are on a pace already this year to arrest more sex offenders this fiscal year than in the previous year. Great. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't it? Boy, thank you, Joe Biden. All the sex offenders, do they get to wear like a special kind of T-shirt that says, muchas gracias, Joe Biden, for welcoming us back into the land where we can just run totally amok? They're just committing the crimes Americans don't want to commit. If you haven't tried Superbeats Heart Chews, you are missing out on a really, really great product. It's great for your heart health. It's great for your blood pressure. It's great for your circulation. It's just good for you all around, that it tastes great. It's wrapped in little tin foils like candy. Just stick it in your pocket when you leave home in the morning. Just whenever you need a boost of energy, take it, pop it into your mouth. It tastes great, and it'll give you a burst of energy. It's the best thing you can do for yourself, for your heart health. Superbeets Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeets Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere. To get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want, I take one before I go out on my bike ride in the morning. And then I take one when I do the spot here in the show. I'm going to have one right now. If you're on social media with me right now, you'll see me popping it into my mouth as soon as the spot is done. It's great to give me another burst of energy to get me through the show.
And Howie, this isn't like an old folks medicine. Anybody can take this. Can't really qualify it as a medicine, but it is a supplement. And it does a great job of getting your heart health. If heart disease runs in your family or something, or you just want to look out for yourself in the future, getting started on Superbeets is a smart way to go. It's a tasty way to go. It's a great, great product.
Good for you, and it tastes good, too. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Superbeets Chews. Get your Superbeets Chews today at superbeetsradio.com/Howie when you buy two bags. I'm holding up a bag right now. You see there's a lot in there. They will throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
I could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Get clinically proven blood pressure support with delicious Superbeets Heart Chew. I just ate one. It was delicious, and I feel a little boost of energy already by visiting superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the best nickname for Governor Charlie Baker? Tall Duvall, Charlie Parker, or...
And together with Governor Bacon.
Governor Bacon.
That's the new one today. Just this afternoon at the Heinz Convention Center. That was... Mr. Frosty, the junior senator. I'm voting for Governor Bacon.
He's getting some traction here. 25% now say Governor Bacon is the best. 44% for Charlie Parker and 31% for Tall Duvall.
All right. They're all good nicknames, though. All good nicknames. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
I share Walensky's sense of impending doom, but it doesn't have anything to do with the pandemic. It has to do with people like her being in positions of power.
I agree.
Hey, Howie. Pandemic in perpetuity, buddy. Pandemic in perpetuity, a Democrat mantra.
That's right. COVID 2022. Got to have it for the midterm elections. Need to have those mail-in ballots going out to everybody, even if you're dead, even if you're an illegal alien, even if you're a felon, especially if you're dead or an illegal alien or a felon. Thanks for the call, Dave. Kelly, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to tell you that there's a lot of public school teachers that want to be back in school, but the unions are pretty powerful even where we teach, and we're kind of held hostage by,
I understand,
by their decisions. And you know, let's
no, I understand. My daughter is a teacher, and she wants to go back to school too, full time. But, I mean, Kelly, what does it tell you when, you know, the Walensky, the CDC director, says it's okay to go back to schools, and then 12 days later they make her totally reverse her position and say, no, it's not okay to go back to schools? What does that tell you, Kelly?
It tells me where the power is. So
exactly. You know,
that means we got to get Trump back in office. So, anyway, I got an appointment. Yeah. I got to go. So.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I saw today a Trump 2024 sign. It's we tweeted it out, the sign. It was on a truck, the back of a truck, Trump 2024. Somebody tweeted back at me and said, you're on the wrong coast, Howie. On the East Coast, you don't see that often. On the West Coast, they're everywhere. I'll tell you another thing you see fewer on the West Coast than the East Coast, masks. You don't see a lot of masks anymore on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, they're practically extinct. And people wonder why the lights are going out in Massachusetts and New York and Connecticut and even Maine. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, Howie. We owe about $27 to $28 trillion from different countries. I think China, we owe between $18 and $20 trillion. We should set back $6 trillion for the Wuhan virus that they created in the Wuhan lab and subtract it from the money we owe them. It was $4 trillion plus another $1.9 trillion.
I know. It's just amazing the damage this virus has done. And the former head of the CDC, Dr. Redfield, says that he thinks it was created in the lab. And I know that's not the politically correct thing to say, but, you know, he is a virologist, as he said, and he's been studying this subject his entire life, and that's his take on it. And yet now the World Health Organization is writing a report on where the virus came from, and guess who's helping them write it? China.
Aren't they going back to the bat theory? I heard that on the news either yesterday or today.
Yeah.
And it's not that somebody ate a bat, it's that a bat bit another animal and then people consumed that animal.
Yeah, I know. I don't buy it. It seems more believable to me that they created it in a lab and then somehow it escaped or was allowed to escape. But, you know, that's not politically correct. And, you know, so I guess the lieutenant governor of Ohio called it the Wuhan virus, and now he's being accused of being a racist. I mean, it came from Wuhan, one way or another. However it escaped, it came from China. So, you know, that's what you call that you call a virus or a disease by where it started. The Rocky Mountain spotted fever, the Irish potato blight, Lyme disease. That's the way it goes. Jimmy, you're next. No time. We'll get back to some more calls in just a moment. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I've got some more Psaki cuts too, and we're always standing by for new Cuomo stories, just in case they get the list of the fat cats who gave money and got taken care of. I can't believe a Democrat would do that. It's try not to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So we told you about the breaking news that Major has gone rogue again, and he bit someone from the National Park Service, a ranger.
Somebody a beautiful dog. A talented dog.
A hungry dog. And so he nipped. That's their word. He nipped. That means he drew blood. They had to take him down to the medical office in the White House, I guess, this guy who was bitten. But now it appears that just moments before the breaking news, which had had a lid on it for 24 hours, broke, the White House issued some more goofy crap about the dogs. Right, Taylor?
Yeah, I guess Champ wanted to get out ahead of the story and release a statement through the Oval Poffice on Twitter. Champ says, "I have woofed from the beginning that my brother Major is furry loved here at the White House. He's a good boy. He does not bite. He loves everyone, but he does have favorite..."
He's a good boy.
"He does have favorite humans, like Megan Hayes, who is the director of message planning at the White House, whom we both adore because she's always so nice to us. Woof, Champ." And there's a picture of Major getting pet by Megan Hayes. By the way, Major, this is the second biting incident, and after the first one, Major apparently went for some training after a separate biting incident. He had some training, no nipping training.
Like Whitey's dogs that we were just talking about, Nikki and Gigi, the poodles. They went to obedience school, so did apparently Major and Champ. Right?
Right. I don't know about Champ, but Major definitely had some training.
But see, this is the way you get out in front of it. It's like a criminal trial. When you bring a witness onto the stand and he's got a record as long as your arm, the prosecutor always asks the question, Mr. So-and-so, have you been convicted of drug dealing? Have you been convicted of armed robbery? Have you been convicted of bank robbery? Yes, 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 yes. Because if the prosecutor doesn't bring it up, the defense lawyer will bring it up, and it'll look like the prosecution was hiding something. So in this case, I guess it looks like the White House was trying to hide something before they released the news about Major's latest transgression. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, the way that things to save education in America is that if I were president, I would declare the teachers' union a domestic terrorist group.
I don't think that's going to happen, Jimmy. And you don't think it's going to happen either. How about you just said, you teachers' unions have to make a decision. You know, you've been talking for 40, 50 years about how you're for the children. So why don't you prove that you're for the children? There are more kids dying of overdoses. They're depressed. They're having mental issues. They've got to get back to school and stop screwing around. You've had a year's vacation, and this has gone on long enough, more than long enough. This is ridiculous. Even Biden himself says that kids are not the ones that are dying here. Nobody's dying, basically, unless you're over 80 or you're really fat or you have a comorbidity. I mean, there are a handful of people that that die, but a handful of people are going to die of strange maladies any time. You always have a few people dying, and you can't explain it. Most people though are not going to die of this. There's no reason for the country to be. There was no reason to shut the country down in the first place, and there's certainly no reason now to have it shut down, with most of the most vulnerable people having already gotten the vaccinations. But now they just keep moving the goalposts. They just keep saying, the variants are going to be worse than the mutants, and we have to keep wearing masks and only have your Easter celebrations with your most intimate family members. What a strange way to put it for Charlie Bacon today. We'll play all those cuts later on. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Blake, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Blake.
Hey, Howie, calling from Maine. I got family that's Panamanian, and yes. a lot of the family down there in Panama is very successful. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and people that are coming over the border right now, you know, we're not getting the cream of the crop here in America with all this going on. And not to mention, like, all these COVID cases and all this impending doom coming. Nobody is, the left is completely celebrating this, and they're not even testing people. It's ridiculous.
I know. And, you know, Blake, it's not even like it's a secret. The first time I heard about this, it was something on NBC News. They interviewed some woman, and she said, yeah, I get, she had a, of course, she's a single mother. The guys aren't coming up. It's the single mothers. They, you know, they got, you know, impregnated, and they don't have a family. They don't have a husband to take care of them. So they come up here, want to go on welfare. And she got on the bus, and the reporter said, did they give you the COVID test? She said, yeah, I tested positive. Yeah, but I'm on the bus. I'm going to North Carolina. I got my ticket. You know, they got everything free in America, baby. You're right. I mean, you know, we're not getting people who are going to be able to make their own way in society. These people are going to be public charges. That's why the Trump administration wanted to change the law so that you couldn't come into the country with a visa if you were just going to immediately going to flop and become a ward of the state. It's insane. No society has ever welcomed in deadbeats. I mean, when you have deadbeats coming into the country, it's an invasion. And that's what's going on now on the southern border. It's an invasion. And it's not going to end well. 844-500-4242. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I have a comment about this remote education and the reluctance to go back to school, to return to school, especially on the side of the teachers. Now, if the teachers are perfectly happy teaching remotely and not being in the classroom, is it possible, say, for Massachusetts to say, hey, you know what, there's a group in Ohio that does a great remote education, so therefore we're going with that.
I hadn't even thought of that, Jeff. But I mean, the unions would go crazy. You understand the unions just like they have the power to get the CDC director to do a 180 degree switch on whether or not the school should be reopened. They have the same power in Massachusetts, Jeff. You know, I mean, it's like when you remember when Deval Patrick, the former governor, wrote his stupid book, his first stupid book. And suddenly what happened? The teachers union bought like, I don't know, 10,000, 20,000 copies of the book. It was a perfectly legal but slimy payoff to him. And the biggest contributors to the legislators, all of them, are teachers unions. And sometimes the teachers unions get their own members elected to the legislature, and many former teachers tenured teachers are in the legislature, and they just have that power. They're not going to be that. That's a great idea that you had, Jeff, but it's never going to happen. Not in Massachusetts. I mean, we can't even get rid of paid police details on the highways when they're not needed. It's one thing if they're needed, but in a lot of cases they're not needed, but we can't get rid of them because the police unions have power. The unions have too much power. Just like that's why the highway projects cost so much money in Massachusetts because of the prevailing wage law. You have to pay at the highest rate there is, the union wage. It's the federal level too, Davis-Bacon they call it. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, I myself, as a parent who loves more than anything else in the world his children, I would rather have them take their mask off and go to normal school, normal society, and I think most of your listeners would agree with that.
I think you're right. Yes. Go ahead, Bob.
I really feel like, you know, the damage being done to the children is criminal, and I would absolutely run the risk of them getting COVID versus the trauma they're going through.
I agree. If I still had school-age kids, that's exactly the way I would feel, too. And I think you're right. There is trauma here. And the fact that these teachers are claiming that they're in mortal peril by having to go to class. I mean, the lie is put to that by all the social media that we've seen of teachers going on these lengthy vacations or trips to the Caribbean, and they're partying on the beach and by the pool, not wearing masks. And then you see their social media back in New England. They'll be saying, "Oh, we can't go back to school. The mortality rate is too high." And then they get on the plane and go to Cancun. But it's the same with the politicians. You know, how full of it are they? And we're supposed to buy it and to put up with it, and to you know they're making more. These people are making more money than ever. And the people who are paying the taxes that are laid off, I mean, we're supposed to be satisfied with these crumbs, you know, $1,400 here. Oh, there's a new stimulus package coming. Oh, you don't have to work. A government will take care of you. Not forever. Thanks for the call, Bob. 844-500-4242. Due to computer issues last week, Eden Pure will continue their Thunderstorm BOGO sale. Allergy season is back, and that's why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, which I'm holding in my hand right now. Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO is back. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you're going to want to keep those doors and windows open. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need that Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. It plugs into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air."
And it's not just pollen, Howie. It's if you have pets at home and you may be a little bit sensitive to their dander, whatever they give off, it might be a good idea to look into the Thunderstorm, not only for the allergy effects, but the scents as well. I mean, Dr. Matt, our house veterinarian, he's bought several for his clinic, for his son's smelly cat, so he says, and they work great at getting rid of scents, so much so that he's gotten a lot of compliments at his clinic on how good the place smells. Yeah.
And with the BOGO, they cost well under $100. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purifies the air. As Taylor just said, it cleans out pollen, pet, kitchen smells, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy one Thunderstorm and get one free. The more you buy, the more you save. And there is no limit. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie BOGO. With BOGO, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
So they let in a couple of media crews into one of the detention facilities for illegal alien children, and one of them is got a 250 person capacity. Under the COVID regulations, normally it would be 1,000, but they have more than 4,000 illegal aliens in there. 4,000 in a facility designed for 250. This is their humane policy, the Bidens. Donald Trump was so evil for keeping them in their countries where they belonged. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I'm a teacher and I'm not part of the union. Let me start by saying that. I'm going insane being a public school educator and admitting that to people because it's embarrassing, the things that we're having to do right now. I mean, I've got kids coming back 5 days a week this week, but with still so many restrictions that it's like I don't know. I'm just watching these kids turn into little neurotic people who are going to grow up and be big neurotic people. I mean, it's...
I know. I agree. I mean, I can't imagine being a little kid and having to go through this. And what do you think they're learning, too, with these quote-unquote remote virtual classrooms?
I mean, I will say that I'm watching teachers work their butt off. I'm a music teacher. I can't use my room right now. They're sending me on a cart into each classroom. And I'm getting to see what these teachers are doing, and they are working their butts off. But they're losing a lot. I mean, a lot of these kids are only in school 2 days a week, and that's more than a lot of places I'm hearing about. But like I said, the National Teachers Union is just crushing us. I mean, there's a lot of teachers who would go back 5 days a week with no restrictions.
Yeah, we lost Brian, but he made his point. A lot of teachers do want to go back to the classroom. But, you know, that's the bad thing about being in a union. There are good things about being in a union, some. If you're in a union, in an industry where the management has been oppressing the workers, but there aren't too many of those industries left, at least not in the public sector. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, Howie. Just a couple comments. As far as the dog's concerned, if that was Trump and that was his dog, he would have been taken out in handcuffs, put in prison, and the key would have been thrown away, and the dog would have been euthanized. And the other thing about the teachers, this is a good thing. It's exposed the communism being taught in our schools, and I know a lot of people that are putting their children in private schools or parochial schools or whatever. They're getting away from the public school system. So in a way, not talking about that teacher that was just on now, he sounds like a great guy, but in a way, this has exposed the communism and the hatred that's being taught in our school. So I'm glad, in a way.
I tell you though, Sue, the problem is a lot of people can't afford to send their kids to parochial schools or to private schools, you know, and those people, they're stuck. And that's why we need school choice. You know, a few states are passing more expansive programs to let people put their kids in charter schools so they can escape this indoctrination, as you put it. Thanks for the call, Sue. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm from the flyover state of Western Mass. I call you once in a while. And I need your knowledge here, your infinite knowledge. Why have they not taken their parade lap on the fact that they've stopped any and all people from dying of the flu this year?
You know, that would have been a good question to ask the CDC director yesterday when she was talking about the impending doom. Hey, why the long face, Dr. Walensky? No one, you're right, no one has died of the flu. Zero deaths in a country of 330 million people. It's amazing, isn't it? It's a medical miracle.
How much money we wasted on flu shots this year, huh?
Do we have to get a flu shot next year, Dr. Walensky, or can we pass it up since there were no fatalities this year? That's a very good point, John. Thank you. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, what about the $86 million for the hotels for illegals? Isn't that taxation without representation?
Well, I mean, they would say it's charity. But, I mean, what bugs me more about the $86 million is why couldn't they have spent a dime to house the National Guard when they were in Washington for the fake insurrection? The insurrection that, you know, they were trying to overthrow the government, but none of them brought any weapons. And they didn't kill anybody. The only victim was Ashley Babbitt, who was gunned down by a member of the Capitol Police. Nobody knows her name, though. Why is that? Thanks for the call, Craig. I'm Howie Carr.